David Womack with Core 77. Today I'm speaking with Masa Inukage, who is professor at Keio University in Tokyo and is director of the Digital Entertainment Laboratory there. He will also be the dean of the Graduate School of Media Design, which will be launching next April. So I understand that you're starting this new department at Keio University, and could you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, yes. Okay. So Keio University is the oldest private universities in Japan, and Keio is preparing to launch a new graduate school of media design from next April, next fiscal, Japanese fiscal year. The graduate school is committed to educate upcoming leaders, which we call media innovators, for the creative society. We believe that in the past decade, where we were valuing knowledge, or before that, valuing how much, how efficient you can get to create products out. But in the 21st century, we believe that the creative society would be valued on various people who have lots of creativity, and its leadership would be very important in the society.
So are you, is this program training leaders in digital technology generally, or are there particular focuses also?
Okay, so we are focusing on the areas of digital media and content design.
Mm-hmm.
Which would include not only digital content like digital cinema or digital broadcasting type of content, but also we are extending the definition of content design to smart products, where you have lots of gadgets that has sensors embedded that knows you well, and it would will have a relationship just like a pet that you have at home. So the new type of products will also be included in this design concept.
So how does this course differ from other courses? How would you contrast it with existing programs, either here, you know, in the U.S. or in Europe that you know about, or in Japan?
Yes. Okay. So the graduate school have four focuses in the education process for creating media innovators. One aspect is the skill of artistic design, just like an art school.
Mm-hmm.
And the second focus is on designing digital technologies, just like MIT or MIT Media Lab especially. Then we are looking into designing business models, which we call management creativity. And the fourth focus is about international policy making, where you have lots of political issues that needs to be solved in this new type of digital media. If you, for example, if you look at intellectual property or IP issues, each country has a set of laws and definitions and how you treat IPs, and they differ. But if you have like a network content that's crossing boundaries of country by from country to country, then you must solve the political issues and create policies, new policies for the international society. So we have four focuses, and each student will be required to take all of these four areas at the beginning and then choose one or two advanced areas of their interest. So in that sense, it's not just like a simple art school. It's not just like a tech school, a technology school or MBA, but it's a combination with the focus of creative design and technology.
Wow, so you really are covering a broad spectrum. And this is a postgraduate course, right? This is MA and PhD, or is this also for undergraduates?
This is just for master's degree and PhD, so after undergraduate degree. And we are in Japanese university tend to have tend to focus on Japanese students, but this particular graduate school is focusing on international students. So the students outside of Japan can apply and come to learn without speaking Japanese and be able to take get master's degree and PhDs.
Wow. So classes will be taught at least partially in English or another language?
Yes. Okay. We have courses taught in Japanese and courses taught in English. And some courses will be dual language. One semester it will be taught in Japanese, the other semester will be in English.
And what do you think is the advantage for an international student of coming to study in Japan in particular? What do you think that context of being in Japan and in Tokyo will add to their education?
Okay. As you probably know, digital technology, especially the industry, is very advanced and it's leading the worldwide gadgets industry. And we also have very strong Japanese pop culture. We also have lots of business, content-based businesses, and we're also leading digital broadcasting and cell phone industries. So in that sense, the mixture of technology, the business model, as well as creative content design that reflects something like fashion design, web design, we're also looking at food design, where you have lots of artistic creativity going on in Japan, and the mixture of the old and new creative design and technology and those blend is, I think, very unique in Japanese culture. So in that sense, this graduate school is located in Japan and would be very much have an advantage of actually being in touch with this kind of a blend.
So you mentioned the idea of gadgets earlier, and Core 77 is of course a website primarily for industrial designers. So can you just define this idea of gadgets a little bit and give us an idea of what specifically you're referring to?
Yes. The traditional product design or industrial design is about tangible things. When you have this kind of a product design with digital technology combined, maybe you are, for example, if I have a lamp, it is required to have a lamp that would light up the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's the full mission of the product. But if you have like a sensor that can listen to your conversation and then change the mood of the lighting depending on the conversation, then the lamp would act more intelligently than just a simple device that would light up the room. If you extend that, then maybe it will have some kind of emotional status, and then you start feeling the lamp as your pet. If you talk to the lamp, then it will become happy, and if you ignore the lamp, then it will get tired and go to sleep. So this kind of a very affective and emotional value can be added with digital technology embedded and product design, and that's what we call smart products.
Okay, and what are some of the sort of advantages that you see coming out of these new emotional devices?
Okay, in the creative society, we believe that each one of us would like to be entertained throughout the day. Anything that's surrounding you can be entertained. So rather than having a simple mission of each product as a desk holding papers and act as a platform for you to write something,
mm-hmm.
The desk can also have some kind of entertaining trigger that would maybe for 5 seconds that you would be entertained. So it's not like a feature film that you go out and be entertained for 2 hours, but if you can embed lots of entertainment in your daily life, embedding in various products, interiors, or even the room itself, then maybe your whole everyday life become more pleasant.
So just to take the desk example, will the desk serve as a distraction to writing, or do you see it more as some sort of a creative collaborator in the writing process?
I think if you design it well, then it will be sort of a companion or assisting you to write more creatively. But of course, if it is not well designed, maybe it will be distracting. So in that sense, understanding a good blend of creative design and understanding how technology behaves is very crucial to designing this kind of a new product.
So when you talk about entertainment, you're talking really about access to different kinds of information and feedback rather than sort of the kind of passive entertainment that we might currently be used to.
That's right. The current entertainment industry is focusing on very aggressive push to you, giving you lots of stimulation and but on the other hand, if you have like a small toy that would entertain you for a minute or so, then it's not a very active stimulation about entertainment, but it's very subtle. And this kind of a very subtle entertainment design can become very popular in the near future.
Interesting. So I want to return just for a moment to the course and the new department. When I'm sure that the listeners will want to know when you will be start accepting students, whether there will be funding available for international students, and any faculty that you have lined up at the moment.
Okay. We are starting to accept students' application from this summer, and we will have 2 deadlines, and any students can apply in one of them or reapply and try both of them to get in. In terms of scholarship and funding, we are preparing some kind of special funding for international students. We are talking to lots of scholarship agencies and trying to list up as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of the faculty members, we have a total of 13 core full-time faculty members. One person is ex-Microsoft Senior Vice President, Ms. Susumu Furukawa, or Sam Furukawa. He's very well known in IT and business industry in Japan because he was leading the whole Microsoft movement in Japan for more than a decade. We have former minister of Japan who has worked on lots of innovations within the political sectors. He also was a professor at Keio University prior to becoming a minister, and he quit after the Koizumi resigned. Mm-hmm. The former prime minister resigned. He came back to Keio, and his professor Takenaka will be joining us to teach the policy making part of it. And there are many other outstanding full-time professors in media and design and entertainment computing.
That sounds fantastic, and of course we'll list the URL so you can find out more.
That's correct.
Just below this post. Well, Professor Inukage, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is David Womack for Core 77, signing off.